This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death and says his mother is searching for his body, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Alexei Navalny's team confirms his death, and they demand that his body should be handed over to his family immediately. Alexei Navalny's spokesperson confirmed that the Russian opposition leader has died at a remote Arctic penal colony, but it is unclear where his body is. Prison authorities informed his team that the body would not be handed over to his relatives until further investigations had been completed. In St. Petersburg, residents gathered near the city's monument to political prisoners to mourn Navalny's passing. Hours after Navalny's death was reported, his wife expressed doubt about the news from Russian authorities and called for accountability for the harm inflicted upon their country, family, and her husband. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At the Munich Security Conference, the U.S. pledges to continue military aid for Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris, speaking in Germany,
"We stand with Ukraine,"
says the United States and its allies can't afford to let Russia win its war against Ukraine, pointing to the aggression by Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
"Hostile to democratic principles, not to mention what we learned about in the last 24 hours.
Referring to the death of Putin's political foe, Alexei Navalny, she calls on Congress to pass the aid that was pledged.
"Political gamesmanship has no role to play in what is fundamentally about the significance of standing with an ally."
While President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters he doesn't feel betrayed by the U.S., because he's confident the aid is coming. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories, visit